Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a busy day as we start getting closer and closer to Sunday afternoon at 4:30. The Eagles and the Niners. Jason Avant being with us live in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll hear from Nick Sirianni around noon today. Elliot later in the show. And we might even rank all the quarterbacks entering the NFC postseason. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How everybody doing today, man?
Good, Hugh. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. Just stand out of the way. Make sure y'all stay, you know, adhere to your New Year's resolutions. It ain't been that long since we've been in this.
It's only January 7th. Yeah, you should be okay.
I thought we weren't going to get a Daily Douglas.
I know. I didn't know what we were doing.
No. We're going to definitely get one. I kept it clean.
Okay. That's good. You keeping it clean at 10:02 to start the show. All right, Hugh, a lot to get into. But you know what time it is, right, Hugh? It's playoff time. Which means I think there's going to be a big expectation out there that Jalen Hurts, the quarterback of the Eagles, plays his best football because we've seen him play his best football in some of these playoff games, right? I mean, specifically the end of last season, specifically Super Bowl 57, Jalen Hurts has had some big playoff games. So there's going to be an expectation out there, Hugh Douglas, that Jalen Hurts is going to do it again. That the season is what it is, right? The regular season is what it is. But now it is the playoffs.
Playoffs.
So we expect a better version of Jalen Hurts. Do you share that expectation?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes, I do. And this is where, I'm going to be a hypocrite.
Great.
And I mean, I know who I am.
At least you're saying it, yeah.
I mean, listen, I know who I am. I'm a sports fan, regardless of what anybody else says. I mean, I have the unique ability or unique, luxury of being able to play a few years, and, mm-hmm. Now I'm doing this side. But, yeah, I am being a hypocrite when it comes to what I feel is going to happen Sunday. Because we did a lot of talking the last couple of days about, playoff pedigree and championship pedigree mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Doubting Douglas was in the building.
Yeah. But as we move closer to this weekend, mm-hmm. I expect Jalen to do that because that's been who Jalen has been his whole career. So I expect him to do whatever it takes to win football games. Now, on the flip side of that, I there's a such thing as called being a creature of habit. I don't know how much, people say, Jalen was saving his running for the playoffs.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
I don't know if I believe all that, but I believe that Jalen's going to do what he has to do to win these football games.
Well, that
I don't know if he's going to run all over the place.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he's better. I mean, it just means they might win the game.
That's all that matters at this point. We're just trying to win.
Well, that is all that matters. But specifically when it comes to Jalen Hurts, I can feel it. Sometimes you could feel things. I feel there's an expectation out there that Jalen Hurts is going to be a better version of himself, a markedly better version of himself than we saw in the regular season. And I'm not expecting that. I'm not. I expect Jalen Hurts to be what he's been this year, which is up and down. He's had some games this year where he's looked very good, but against playoff teams, against good teams, they have not looked good on offense. Jalen, for the most part, has not looked good most of the season. I think for most of this year, he has played mediocre quarterback, and I don't expect much different in the playoffs. I hope he's going to be better. I hope he's able to just like hit a switch and turn it on, but I expect a lot of the same. Like, could he have one game over the next month where he's great? Yeah, because mm-hmm. once every four or five games, he's great. I mean, that's kind of how he plays. Could he have one game in the postseason where he's awful? He could. I mean, he's had a few games this year where he's awful. Could he have two or three games, depending on how long this team goes, where he's pretty good, decent, okay, there? Part of it, but not great? Yeah, because that's what he's been most of the season. You look across the NFL this year at quarterback play, and Jalen Hurts is mostly middle of the pack, and that's being generous. In a lot of areas, he was below middle of the pack. He was 20, 25th.
All these facts to this
argument. Well, I mean, that's what he was this year.
Ain't nobody trying to hit that today.
Well, but why?
It's the week. Yeah. We're getting ready for it's the hump day.
Here it is.
And
we don't like
it's
facts.
Hump day. I don't feel like hearing that today because it's hump day. We're getting ready for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yesterday, all you wanted to do was be logical fact man.
I know, but now it's Wednesday.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's Wednesday. The calendar day has changed, and I'm getting ready for this. I'm getting ready for the playoffs.
Do you know what my favorite thing is? We only like facts when they sound good to us. Like the facts about the Eagles defense. Like, Joe, say more of those. I like those.
Joe, you don't know how this phantom thing works.
No, I
how
do.
How dare you?
But I get it, but also I'm going to just say what I feel. And
first of all, this is where we split ways, partner. Mm-hmm. We have to get on the same page when it comes to when we're gonna be in our fandom.
I tried yesterday.
Today,
I tried.
But today I'm in mine. You missed out.
You missed yesterday. Just because you want to be pie in the sky guy today doesn't mean
I do. Because I've played with guys, and I've thought about this. I've played with guys that people call gamers.
Yeah.
And when the lights are the brightest, that's when they are the best. And granted, everything you're saying about Jalen is true. He's a middling quarterback this year, no question about it. When you look at his stats, you can't argue that. When you talk about his performance from this season, he's in the middle of the pack when it comes to quarterback.
Yep.
He's down there with the Justin Fields. Not Justin Fields. I'm going to pull that one back. He ain't that far down there, but you know what I'm trying to say.
He's in the middle of the pack. If we go with passing yards, he's by Aaron Rodgers and Cam Ward. We could go different
stats. He's not in the elite company, but.
Passer rating, Mac Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Sam Darnold.
He's the quarterback of a winning football team. And if I do recall, because I've said this on more than one occasion, he's the same cat that had a similar stat line to Marcus Mariota, but the biggest thing was he was winning those games, and Marcus Mariota was losing them the first time he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was funny when they played the Commanders, 3 weeks ago, and they put up that stat line, first whatever games, and it was Mariota and Hurts, and it was pretty darn similar, and I was like, man, Douglas is going to I told you so us on that one for a while. You just did it there. 215-592-9494. All right, it's here. The postseason is here. This is what we've been told is Jalen Hurts' time. He's going to play better in these games. He did not have a great regular season. If you think he did...
Oh, I got Jalen Hurts behind me today. This is what we're doing today.
Yeah, you're going to move him over here with me?
No, I'm
going to
be behind me.
Oh, I saw him on your shot. Yeah, you're good. If you think Jalen Hurts had a great regular season, you're in La La Land. If you think he'll have a great postseason, then you could think that. I think he's going to be what he was all regular season. He's going to be decent. Can he have a good game? Sure. Do I expect 4 great games out of Jalen Hurts? No shot. I just don't think the offense is set up for him to do that. I don't think the way he's played this year, between his accuracy and his legs, they're not what they were at one point. 215-592-9494. Let's have the Jalen conversation as we get set for the start of the postseason. Kyle, what are you feeling as it is playoff time, which means in a lot of people's eyes, it's Jalen Hurts' time.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be better than he was in the regular season just because... Because the bar's not very high.
You mean the 2 halves without a passing yard?
So I'm not expecting Sky Marshall, like as Aaron calls him.
I can't do that.
300, 400 yards. Yeah. Like I'm not expecting bombs away in the postseason or like this offense to flip a switch in a really major, meaningful way. But I do expect him to be decisive, and I expect him to use his legs more, which is like I think maybe the biggest X factor for this offense in the postseason.
Yeah.
It's not really as much about like I expect him to be great as a passer in the postseason. I feel like that's unrealistic. I do expect him to, for whatever reason, they hadn't really used his legs as much in the regular season. I expect him to start doing that in the postseason. And I think for that reason, we'll just have a better version of Jalen.
Well, I hope you're right. Now, as far as this particular game, Hugh, of all the matchups they're going to have in the postseason, of all of them, this might be the easiest one in terms of personnel on the other side, right? If they play the Rams, they play Seattle, they, you know, whoever they get to play in the next few rounds, they're going to have better players on defense. The Niners are depleted, right? Bosa's out and Warner's out. I mean, the guys that they counted on, their star players are all hurt. I mean, this should be a game. If we're getting a better version of Jalen than we got in the regular season, am I asking a lot to say, go put 24 points on the board on Sunday? I'm asking a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I've said this, and I believe this. It's not all one thing when it comes to the ineptitude of this offense.
Right,
it's a collective of things. So my ceiling, I gave you 24. I'll give you 24.
Wow, how generous.
But
against the defense, that's, stinks right now.
When I think of the playoffs, as much as it's been lit up all season long, and we've talked about these teams averaging 30-some points in the NFC, the teams that are in the playoffs, that's been the average the last couple of weeks, 25.5, whatever it is.
Yep.
I feel like in the playoffs, you play it a little close to the vest. I feel like the running game is going to be the biggest thing that we see this weekend, especially if the weather is going to play out like you know, is predicted to. So I feel like the running game is going to be at the forefront. And I also feel that you're not going to take too many penitentiary chances with the football. I just don't see that happening when you have an offense that has had a week off, an offensive coordinator who's went out there and tried to prove everybody that it wasn't him, and he proved that it probably was more him than we know. I feel like you're going to play it more close to the vest.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, it is playoff time, which means it's time to have the conversation about Jalen Hurts, what we expect. Jalen Hurts is... He, you know, I heard, I guess it was Rhea and Joe on the morning show yesterday or the day before discussing, I believe this is this going to be Hurts' 10th playoff game already?
That's pretty dope.
Let's see. I got him in front of me here. I got 3, 6. Yeah, that's 9. That means this is 10 playoff games. That means that's a pretty big sample. We've seen a lot of Jalen Hurts during the regular season. We've seen 9 Jalen Hurts playoff games. Number 10 is on Sunday. Do you expect a better version of Jalen Hurts on Sunday than we got during the regular season? Let's talk to Brian, who's out in Hawaii. Now, is he literally in Hawaii now, or is he from Hawaii? What's up, Brian?
Yeah, I live out here a lot in the wintertime.
That's awesome.
You got that money.
Hawaii is an awesome place. Brian, what's up, man?
So all those middle-of-the-pack guys that are above Jalen Hurts, how many of them have been to the Super Bowl twice and actually won one?
Probably not too many. What does that have to do with this regular season?
That's not the argument, though. I mean, it's okay. Listen, can I just say this before you start, then I'm going to let you start. With Jalen has accomplished a lot, right, in his career. Nobody's taking that away from him. I'll never let anybody come on here and do that. But the stats are what the stats are. The floor is yours.
Yeah, so, all right. So I'm not a big Jalen Hurts fan, but I'm going to defend the guy. And I'm going to say is the offense has obviously been lackluster, say, the best I can say about it.
Mm-hmm.
And is that all Jalen Hurts?
No, but the quarterback's the biggest part of the offense.
Well, I mean, obviously, last year, you have to agree, what made this offense go was the running game.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the offensive line's been injured.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that affects Barkley.
Sure.
And it's obvious because he's getting hit in the backfield a lot before he even gets to the line of scrimmage. The offensive line's letting guys in. So, It's definitely not just Jalen Hurts. So what is he supposed to do when he gives the ball to Barkley and he loses 2 yards? Is that Jalen's fault?
No, that's not. Why doesn't he elevate the offense?
Well, I mean, how is he going to – as I said, the offense was driven last year and ran off the running game.
I know, but why isn't it driven by the
running game?
Why isn't it driven by the quarterback?
Why isn't it driven by? Well, because he's got an offensive coordinator and they're calling the play.
I think it's because when they give him high doses of the passing game, it doesn't look good. I mean, that's the truth.
He's not a Peyton Manning.
Well, yeah,
I mean, he's not even an Eli Manning. Okay, but he's won a Super Bowl. He's going to the playoffs what 10 times now. He wins.
No, Brian, 10 times in the playoffs. He's been in the league 6 years. What are we talking about?
He's been talking about the playoffs. He's talking about this. 10
playoff,
Oh, 10 playoff wins. Games?
He
doesn't have 10 playoff wins.
Yeah. And he almost won 2 Super Bowls. You know, two plays in that first one, he's winning the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy is a winner. That's all he is. He's a winner. And all here in this town is Jalen.
Well, he didn't play well this season. It's okay, but he didn't play well this season. He didn't play great football this season.
No, did he not play well, or did he in front of him not play well?
Both.
Look, I watched Peyton Manning and Eli Manning get their butts kicked for years because they didn't have an offensive line, they didn't have a running game,
right.
And now you're seeing what's happened with Jalen without that. So is it Jalen or is it the offense?
I think it's both. It's both, Brian. I mean,
I want to read the offensive line. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, the pass protection was fine this year. It was the run game they couldn't run. I mean, Brian, appreciate the phone call. We could talk about what Jalen's done, and that's fine. He's done a lot. We could talk about what he was this year. What the question is, do you expect him to be better in the playoffs than he was in the regular season? Because if you think he played great in the regular season, you just watched a different season than I did. He just didn't play great in the regular season. He had some good games, but it wasn't a great regular season.
Mm-hmm.
He had one great regular season. That was 2022. He didn't have a great regular season this year. Will he play better in the playoffs? He certainly could. I hope he does. Do I expect that? No. I got Hugh over here. You know, yesterday, all Mr. Realist.
Be optimistic.
Yeah, today.
What's that? The Sounds of Blackness. As long as you keep your head to the sky. Yeah. Be optimistic. That's what I'm saying.
Yesterday.
You ever heard that song, Kyle? Sounds of Blackness?
Mm-mm.
Be optimistic.
Yesterday, I tried to be optimistic, and you sat arms crossed for 4 hours.
Well,
Kevin Petullo didn't play against the Commanders. Blah, 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 blah.
It's Wednesday.
What is Tuesday and Wednesday are like the same thing?
Well, my mood is different. Okay, look at it like this, because we all hate Mondays, right? Mondays because we're coming
Mondays.
Off. Nah, whatever, Kyle. You can
I love seeing you guys for the first time after a few days.
I kind of like
but
Tuesdays.
Coming back,
Tuesdays really rev up.
Coming back. Off of that long weekend where you probably partied all weekend, had a great time, and now you got to go back to reality, especially after the New Year celebration that we had. It was a little rough.
New Year's was like last Thursday.
Just follow my story.
Okay.
And this is Wednesday. We're getting closer to the weekend.
I know.
Your vision changes. Your optimism grows. Be optimistic.
So it's delusion is what we call it.
Well, you know, we're hoping for the best.
I got you.
He is a gamer, though.
Chris in Middletown. Sure, he's a gamer. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day, man.
Happy hump day. What's up, Chris?
Let's talk facts, guys. Mm-hmm. The Jalen game. Jalen's going to do what Jalen does in the postseason, which is why he's so successful. He doesn't turn the ball over. He plays smart and not reckless. You hear that, Douglas? No recklessness.
No
right?
recklessness.
He doesn't panic. And it's the reason why he's not going to panic, and he knows he doesn't have to panic when the offense is not necessarily moving fast, because he's got Vic's defense behind him, because defense is winning championships, and that's what it's about, and he knows he's got a top defense. Like, guys, we're also going to get a better version of Jalen. Why are we going to get a better version? Because we're going to get a better version of everyone else. We're going to get a better offensive line, a healthier offensive line, one that's rested. So they're going to be a little bit better. We're getting Lane Johnson back. Guarantee you, 100%, he's starting on Sunday. So let's put that nonsense to rest.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that yet.
Okay, Joe.
We'll see. The coach is going to speak at 11:55. They're going to practice today. We'll see.
Joe, the champ is talking, Joe. I'll tell you what, Joe. I'm that confident that if he doesn't play, I'll call you champ all year round. Okay? Mm-hmm. So he's playing. Saquon got to rest his heavy legs. So he's coming back healthier. We got N'Kobe back. N'Kobe's going to lock up McCaffrey coming out of the backfield. And we know that's a big part of McCaffrey's game is coming out of the backfield, catching passes. Mm-hmm. Well, N'Kobe's great at locking up receivers. He's athletic enough to stick with them. You're going to get Coop locked up on Kittle. Q is going to lock down any one of their middling wide receivers.
Middling. You heard him.
Yeah. So, like, guys, we are set up for success. And you know what? Here's the reality of this. Our postseason style of play works best the way we play football. It's not pretty. It gets results. Like Coach Douglas tells us all the time, who cares?
Coach.
It gets us wins. As long as we win, that's all that
like
is
that.
Important.
Coach.
And that is what it's about. Hey, Coach, I got to leave you with something on the way out. Mm-hmm. I found that nice house for you to rent down in Atlanta. I got it. I sent them the down payment, the deposit ahead for you, so you're good. So we locked that in. But to Joe and Kyle, we're talking about renting a house for Hugh because we know this is going to be short-lived.
We ain't going to be that.
Kind of like the hair on the top of his head. It ain't going to last very long. If soon enough, he's going to be coming on back home. So, guys, we got this locked up.
Good stuff, Chris. Man, we appreciate the phone call. All right, yeah, I mean, listen, I am fully supporting Hugh's pursuit of the Atlanta Falcons coaching job.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I don't know if I could do the people calling you coach when they call in.
Yeah. It's going to be an adjustment.
Can't do that.
It's going to be an adjustment, man. But I don't know. My candidacy took a little bit of a ding yesterday,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Super Bowl winning coach at the market yesterday.
I tell you, you know, and I know Coach Harbaugh, man, and my sources are telling me, and I'm also vying for that inside of the year before I leave.
Trying to double dip here?
Yeah, I'm a little bit. My sources tell me, which are me, that he might be going to Atlanta. And I just kind of workshopped that because I was thinking, to me, what is the easier path to success in a shorter period of time? And to me, that's the Atlanta job.
Yeah, it could be. We'll see. That was a big one yesterday. John Harbaugh fired by the Ravens. We'll unpack a little bit later and where he could land. Hugh could be right. There's also a spot where he could land that is impacting the Eagles. We'll get to that. Let's go to Anthony up on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
Anthony.
How we doing? Anthony up, down here in Miami.
What's up, Anthony?
Oh, y'all kicking it down there in Miami, huh? Y'all look excited about what's happening with the Hurricanes.
Hurricanes,
right?
Against Ole Miss. That's a big one.
The U is back. The U is back. First team since one of two teams since 2021 to have both basketball and football programs in the Final Four.
Wow.
How about that?
I wouldn't have guessed that. All right, Anthony, what do you got on Jalen?
Look, Jalen, I think I got a five-letter word for us all. We've heard it before. We need to relax. He's not – you guys are acting like he's supposed to be Joe Burrow out here, Josh Allen. He's not. He does what he does. We got to get him running the ball. We got to get the offensive line going. We got to get the running back Saquon Barkley going. I think we'll be good. The defense is legit. I don't know what everyone's all up in arms about. You know, we got to play the football game on Sunday at the end of the day.
Well, so I think I'm with you that the defense is going to lead the way, and that's how they have to win. And I agree with you. I don't need him to be the best quarterback in football for the Eagles to go win more playoff games, right? Because I don't think he's ever been the best quarterback in football, but they win a lot with him. But they're going to need him to play well, right? He's going to need to play well, whatever we think that is. To win the Super Bowl, it's you know, he can't kind of just like stand there for four games. He's going to at some point, it's going to be on him to have a big game, and we'll see if he's ready to do it.
Sure, but he's capable of it. Look at the Super Bowl last year.
Of course, of course.
We're acting like this is stuff that he hasn't done. You know, last year, would you guys have said that he would have done his Super Bowl performance at any point during the year? Probably not. Everyone's been hating on Jalen forever. He's capable of it. I think everyone needs to take a chill pill here. We're going to get going. We got Lane Johnson back. It's a little hard to complete a pass when you got, you know,
Fred?
People in your face. Yeah. Everything. Yeah, so, Fred out there. You know,
Anthony,
what I mean?
I will say, let's keep an eye on the Lane thing. And good phone call, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy a big weekend of football with the college football and the Eagles. But I know both callers back-to-back said Lane is back. I'm keep an eye on this. Sirianni non-committal yesterday.
He has to be.
Well, he, I guess.
Well,
I
mean, it's because... It's for
competitive reasons?
Yes.
Well, okay, so they're going to practice today. They have to put out a legitimate practice report, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what he is. I mean, if I had to guess right now, I would say, yeah, he's probably going to play, but I don't know. We haven't seen him in a long time. I hope he is out there. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you expect Jalen Hurts to play better in the postseason than he did this regular season? We'll take your phone calls on that. We got Jason Devon coming in at 11. What he thinks about this matchup, especially this Eagles offense. Can they score a bunch of points on a suspect 49ers defense? I expect Jalen to just be fine. I mean, he's been pretty mediocre the entire season. I don't expect a great postseason out of Jalen. Hugh does. And let's take a look, because there's a... you ever have those things that just people just say them like they're definitely true, but then you wonder, like, is it definitely true? Is Jalen Hurts actually a playoff riser? Let's go through the 9 games. He's played 9 playoff games. How many of them was he actually great? How many was he not? We'll discuss it next. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.